seen.
Blog Talk Great. Radio.
Teen Scene Radio. How's everybody doing this evening? Lovely seeing you all back again. Teen Scene Radio. Visit us online at facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio and or email us at teenscenedream@gmail.com. Woo! This has been an exciting opportunity. Wednesday. Exciting Monday. Exciting Tuesday. Back in school again for another incredible 7 days. Actually, it's Monday to Thursday for me. I'm enjoying. It was incredible. So the A-plus grade point average from last semester combined with the A-plus grade point average for this semester compiled with the A-plus grade point average from the next term. See, there's the spring, summer, so on and so forth, right? Winter, so on and so forth. Now, I put it together in these schools. It's incredible having wonderful people to work with. How about schools in the future? How about International U.S. Operations, Universal School of the Arts, International Universities? Huh? How about the online classes? Classes that don't require books because as soon as you walk in, they're holographic computers and or high-tech computers at every desk. I have recently taken a look at the fact that there's nearly every book that's made by an author online. If you just type it in, or you can do a Google search for any book, nearly. And they'll have it there, word for word. Why wouldn't you say we could do homework from a computer? Every student in the future has a computer that taps into the centralized intelligence computer. Sounds good, huh? And some say they may have it like that already in some places. On the starships, they have it that way. Traveling across the galaxy, the high-tech computer is definitely the choice. Because you can't carry a whole bunch of books around. Starship. Huh? Other territories within the galaxy and the universe, they have it that way. What are we doing with books on the planet's surface? What are we doing with books when we have computers with such technology? You know what? Books are like meat. Remember meat? Meat wasn't even an option, actually. However, even in some of the greatest books like the Bible, Bhagavad Gita says, and some say, let's just reference the Bible right now. And I have isn't the Quran or some of these other great religious books only permissible when there was no vegetation around? And you got to think about something. If there's no vegetation around, what good is eating meat going to do? Wait, elongate your protein? I mean, come on. We stop eating, we might just start surviving, living on the light, finding out how to transform light rays, the rays of light, into electric impulses that keep the heart beating. Huh? Then we don't have to concern ourselves with keeping a certain degree in hydration. Because it's kind of like a car. You know, in a car, the Freon and most systems in a car, they don't really leak or go away. You know, once they're full, it's unnecessary again. For a car battery, anyway, you don't need to put gas in. So all the self-sustained systems in an automobile, power steering fluid, transmission fluid, all these fluids, like hemoglobin in the body, are self-contained. What if we weren't supposed to sweat either? What if we were supposed to maintain a balance? And when we start getting too hot and sweating, that's a sign that we need to bring our balance back. Huh? Books. With all this technology, I mean, books were only permissible where there was no computer technology. And the only thing we had was a primitive method in writing. Computer systems were so unavailable that we had to document in any shape, form, or fashion. And what are we doing? It requires paper for books. Electronics don't require paper. Can you imagine living in a digital world? A digital world. Remember that one? However, when the centralized computer is so affected by an unknown entity that it failed to function. Anybody remember by raising show of hands? Anybody remember gypsies and hand and palm readers? Anybody seen these devices that you put your palm on and it reads your palm? Trying devices that open the door while you put your palm on it. Welcome, Mr. Frazier. Entry level 10, high security. Welcome back. The door opens because it read your palm, your health signs, all your vitals, the degree and credit that you're at, how much currency you have available in your system. It could tell you who you spoke with since you entered previously, how many people you came in contact with, whom you saw. Replay visuals of everything you experience. Technology, where is it now? Did the gypsies have a knowledge that they were not disclosing? That there were actually devices that would read palms, and the crystal cylindrical device was the most effective for reading the palm, which is why they would put the palm on it. However, when the technology was no longer operating effectively on the surface in this planet, all of a sudden all they had was balls that seemed to have done nothing. Like the looking glass that was said to have at one point been a transport device. The liquefied sand with the mirror image background connected to the technology that's similar to a particle accelerator and or connected to the right type of technology similar to particle acceleration would take the sand, liquefy it. However, it was more like a digital. You ever see snow on a television? Which is why back in the days when the king had the gesture and they used to look at the little box, the clown in the box represented the television back in the castles. So I was wondering, what happened to these castles? Some of the original tenants were no longer with us. And it was not necessarily war until people who were not necessarily original tenants of these castles lived in them. When these original tenants would transport through the Looking Glass, anybody remember, what was that, Snow White? Huh? How about Power Rangers? We look into the glass, huh? It would transport. Come on now! This cartoon character is not just fiction. Some things were only permissible when what we needed was no longer available. So my family, if vegetation is available and we are not on Mars anymore, we are not on Jupiter, the Earth is no longer in need after we have developed the surface to the point to where we have vegetation that can at least sustain our living experience at a certain degree. Mind you, this is only a temporary place on the surface. Living on the surface of the Earth is similar to living on top of a house. Doesn't that sound crazy? Who lives on top of a house when there's dwelling inside that was designed specifically for living? Why wouldn't you say the Earth was designed in the interior for dwelling? Huh? This is not the Death Star. This is the Living Star. George Lucas. If we have technology that is advanced beyond the book, then the future has no other option than to integrate this technology into our educational experience, into our office and business experiences indefinitely. Now, why wouldn't you say holographic technology has been around for a while? R2 had holographic technology. Why wouldn't you say there's a connection in holographic technology to Looking Glass transport, traveling in some of these devices require purity, which means that if eating meat was seen as a defiled state, then maybe going through a transport required you to have purity. Transporting to the living heaven from the surface of the Earth requires a purity, and some toxins introduced to the body prevent certain type travel. Imagine flying in the B-2 bomber at 3 Mach or the space shuttle at 27 Mach with elements in your system that are not conducive to traveling at such speed. Alcohol is no longer an option at Mach 27. Your body will immediately vomit with such sickness that you may no longer have the ability in traveling safely if certain toxins were in your body. The same with the lungs and smoking. You must have a lung at certain speeds that is able to sustain that speed. Anybody ever seen a pilot sustain a G when you're traveling over 1,000 miles an hour and even as much as try a turn? Anybody seen some of these craft just kind of disappear when they get to a certain speed and reappear when they slow down near their destination? Ladies and gentlemen, when we have resources that we are supposed to have. We no longer need the supplement. Like breast milk and milk. Why drink cow milk when we have breast milk in our mothers and our sisters and our lovely, beautiful ladies? Somebody tell the cow, we appreciate you, that's not necessary. And we have to promote patience in the ladies when reproducing, and continuous lactation thereafter. Ladies will lactate indefinitely, as a matter of fact. And for those who said they don't, why don't we take a look at the research and development that would suggest they do? Teen Scene Radio. Teens, utilize your resources. Adults, family, utilize your resources. Discard the supplement. We no longer need alcohol, dope, or drugs, or weed, when we can replace those habits with the removed necessary vitamins and minerals that the body needs. When you're eating natural fruits and vegetables and salad, when you're fulfilling the need your body has naturally, it no longer yearns for the supplemental replacements. I love you, family. TeenSceneDream@gmail.com. Visit us online at Teen Scene Radio. On Facebook, facebook.com/TeenSceneRadio. Family, the living heaven awaits us. Love eternally is our job. Before we package food and build buildings, Eden is a paradise where only love is required. com/TeenSceneRadio, TeenSceneDream @gmail.com. I love y'all. Until the next Teen Scene Radio show. May peace be upon you. Love y'all.